Hi, Mark Naismith from Hooked on the Niners with my colleague Mitch Jurisich, and we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming 2011 draft. I know this is next year anniversary, the most important day of your year. So, big opportunity for the Niners. Obviously, they have to have a good draft. They are picking number 7. So let's talk a little bit about, in your opinion, where they should go relative to who's available and the depth of the draft overall.
Well, first thing that should be stated is if the end of the season had turned out a little differently without winning a game down the stretch there or two, this could have been the second pick of the draft. But anyhow, I digress. Obviously, the biggest need on this team, in my humble opinion, is quarterback. It's a quarterback-driven league. It's the most important position on the field. Will the 49ers take one of these quarterbacks that's in the draft? I live in fear that Roger Goodell is going to come up to the podium and say, with the 7th pick in the draft, the 49ers select, and then names any one of the quarterbacks that's in this draft, I'm going to fall off my chair. Having said that, it would tell me, having Jim Harbaugh in charge, that that pick might be okay. That guy knows what he's doing. He knows quarterbacks. He was one. He's an offensive-minded guy. I don't see it happening. Outside of that, I think they've got to do several things. Obviously, and I know this is your bugaboo, they still need a pass rush. I think they have to shore up the secondary, especially on the corners. The defensive line could use a little help, obviously the pass rusher, but that could come from a linebacker. I think in the middle could use a little help. And then they've got to get, yet another running back. We have the tandem now. That's not bad, but Frank Gore is getting up in years, and he's been often injured. And there's the good news is for all of these things, it's pretty good in the draft. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of defensive ends. There's a plethora of defensive tackles. There's a few really good quarterbacks, and then some good ones. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good running backs. So the 49ers should make some hay here.
So the prevailing mentality suggests that the 49ers will pick, assuming they're available, one of the two premier defensive backs in this draft, which are Peterson from LSU and Prince Akamura, which is a mouthful, from Nebraska. Clearly a position where I think they need help. Nate Clements has probably lost a step or two. But the other interesting thing to me was their free agent situation. So at latest news, they've offered one-year contracts to Deshaun Golston and Ray McDonald and Manny Lawson, all of whom who could leave. But no contracts yet to Abreu Franklin or to K.O. Spikes or Terrell Brown. So interesting to see how that all plays out, because that could change the draft. So if Franklin goes or if Spikes goes and they're not re-signed, that may open up more interesting needs at those positions.
Sometimes not signing somebody on your roster who could walk away is an indication of the direction you may be going in the draft. Obviously, that's a statement of the obvious. Patrick Peterson would be number one on my hit parade from LSU. Well over 6 feet, 210 pounds, runs like the wind, covers like crazy, returns kicks. You could almost say the same thing for Prince Amukamura. The real guy here that would be number one on my hit parade, well, actually one and 1A, Patrick Peterson, but Vaughn Miller, the linebacker out of Texas A&M, just tore up the Senior Bowl, tore up his senior season, his junior season. He's exactly what the Niners need. I wonder if the Niners didn't sign some of these guys for trade purposes, to be able to say to somebody, if they were to offer one of those players in a trade, to say that he is signed. Which is a bargaining chip there. But if I had my wish list at pick number 7, if I could get either Patrick Peterson, Vaughn Miller, or Prince Amukamara, I think that would be absolutely fabulous. Now, I didn't think that any one of those guys was going to be available, but the more Cam Newton and Blaine Gabbert are getting a lot of play on these draft websites and on the NFL Network, the more I think that somebody like Buffalo or Arizona might jump in and grab one. Buffalo might say, hey, we need to fill seats. We need to get people up here. We need to give them some hope. Let's take Cam Newton. And maybe, just maybe, the Arizona Cardinals would not panic, but they'd kind of look and say, okay, St. Louis has got their quarterback. The 49ers don't, and Seattle doesn't really. Maybe we should get one right now if they like Blaine Gabbert that much. So hopefully one of those three, Peterson, Vaughn Miller, or Amukamara will be there.
I've even heard some crazy talk that Carolina might pull the trigger on a quarterback. You know, it is a very interesting draft, and you know, my own personal observation would be there's not a can't miss quarterback in this draft, although there are a lot of them. So the 49ers, even thinking about that, assuming Smith is going to be their guy, and I think he's going to be, is something that I would believe that they would pass on and try to get an impact defensive player. And I think an impact player is a great corner, a great outside pass rushing linebacker, or a great defensive end. And there seem to be enough of those in the draft that they should be able to come up with a good player. So things do look pretty interesting for them. I guess the other question before we leave this topic is, we haven't talked about the offensive line. You know, I think they felt they were fairly set in this with all the high draft picks they've made over the last couple of 3 or 4 years. And how do you see that sorting out? Anthony Davis kind of had a little bumpy first year. Ayupati played very, very well, but still some issues with that O-line. Is that kind of set, in your opinion?
I don't think it's set at all. I mean, we were hurt right in the beginning of the year when we lost our center. You know, that didn't help at all, and then you had to do a lot of shifting. So, and I just forgot his name, the center that was hurt.
Eric Heitman.
Eric Heitman. Sorry. Apologize, Eric. With Eric Heitman back, who's a good, solid player, now, you have stability there for the line calls, and maybe now Chilo Rochelle gets moved to the bench and Boss slides over. Or maybe they take an offensive lineman with their second pick in the draft. You know, I've got about 6 or 7 tackles going in round one, and probably 5 or 6 guards going within the first or second round. It's a good year for offensive linemen, and that might be a place to pick them up is in the second round and address that on the offensive line. But then it all depends on what you get in the first round. You know, if you get the pass rusher, then you've got a cornerback in the second round, and then the third round, you kind of look to address some of these other areas. I wouldn't take one of the quarterbacks that's offered in this draft any higher than round 4. I don't even think I'd go 1, 2, or 3. And if I had to take one of them, I kind of like Andy Dalton out of TCU. Pat Devlin out of Delaware is pretty good. Colin Kaepernick at Nevada with a guy like Harbaugh, who might be able to rein him in, could be interesting. But again, I wouldn't waste a high pick on him. I'm not a real fan of Gabbert or Locker or Cam Newton. I mean, I think they'll be decent quarterbacks, but I don't think it's the one that I would want to lead our team for the next 10 years. And I know we got to go because we're running up against it. But Robert Quinn out of North Carolina is somebody that could be there in the first round if the 3 guys I mentioned are not there. Then in round 2, here's some names just to look for. Phil Taylor, defensive tackle out of Baylor. He's like 6'3", 340 pounds, can anchor that line. They haven't offered a contract to Abreu Franklin. And Taylor's the type of guy that can keep people off of Patrick Willis. And that's what a nose tackle does in the 3-4. Dante Mock, the linebacker out of Nevada, just blew him away at the combine, a linebacker there who's really quick off the corner. Curtis Brown out of Texas, cornerback, is a good one. Jaquizz Rodgers, the running back out of Oregon State, would be a good change of pace guy. And then not in round 2, but maybe 3 or 4, Owen Marisak out of Stanford is just, I find, to be a very fascinating player. He's the type of guy that I think is probably going to head to New England. I'll probably jump on him. Here's a guy that can play fullback and linebacker. So there's a lot of talent out there. You know me, and I'll just leave it at this. You can't whiff on picks number 1 and 2. You can't. Both of those guys, the 49ers, are still in a position where both of those guys that they bring in should be starting.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think it's indisputable that the Niners have to have a good draft. They're getting a lot of pressure in their own conference. I think the Rams are absolutely on the uprise. There's no question about that. They're probably a draft away from being a very, very good team. And, you know, we've chronicled on our TV show that the drafts have not been a particular strength area for the Niners in the last 2 years. And beyond that, they've had a lot of bumpy draft picks, you know, some real good ones, the Wilses and the Staleys, but too many Kentuan Balmers and other types of things. So we'll have to see. But this is a big draft with a lot of depth, and they've got to really maximize their picks. So good luck to the Niners. Follow us on www.hookedontheniners.com. And one more comment before we leave. Here it is.
If you heard that phone ring, and you can wrap this up. It's Harbaugh. He wants to talk to me about the draft.
There you go. See you later. Thanks for listening.